What does it take to run a political campaign? Well, every candidate needs an office to run for, a staff, and of course, money for advertising. Yesterday, WNYC's Lisa Chow reported on how campaigns are increasingly relying on detailed lists to help them target voters.
Any campaign wants to know who's undecided in an election, because those are the people who are persuadable, and you want to focus your scarce resources persuading the people who haven't made up their minds already.
That's Ken Strasma with Strategic Telemetry. Today, we bring you a story on one way the information is used to fill people's mailboxes with targeted flyers from candidates running for office. WNYC's Ilya Meritz reports.
Probably no place in our city is getting more political mailers right now than Staten Island, where there's a competitive race for Congress.
Oh, I get several pieces a day.
I get five a week.
It's pretty depressing.
Bob Glass and Sarah Lim interviewed at the Staten Island Mall. So here's a brochure with a photo of incumbent Congressman Michael McMahon, a rosy-cheeked, white-haired Democrat, reading to children. Message: McMahon cares about education. And here's a flyer for his challenger, Republican Michael Grimm, a blue-eyed ex-Marine, shown here shaking hands with former Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Message: Grimm is serious about national security. Nola Palumbo and Mildred Savitsky, regulars at the New Dorp Beach Friendship Club, have been seeing plenty of this stuff, and they're not impressed.
Grimm, McMahon, I get them every day. Every day my husband's counting it up, so it's quite a bit.
And yet, the mail keeps coming for a reason. Democratic campaign consultant Scott Levinson.
Mail moves voters.
He says even people who hate political mail are influenced by it. No other medium has the power to put the candidate's image and message in the voters' hands, even if they walk it straight to the recycle bin. And mail is especially useful in New York City, where a 30-second TV ad can cost millions to produce and air. By contrast, a campaign can use the same money to send repeat communications directly to the homes of moms or veterans or small business owners. Stephen Stites consults for Michael Grimm.
It's the best and most effective way to reach a large number of voters and to know who you're reaching.
Neither the Grimm campaign nor the McMahon campaign would give specific details about how they're targeting voters in this race. It's sensitive stuff, and campaigns want to control the message. And that starts here, where the flyers are printed. Mainly the printing happens in and around New York City, in shops like Nesher Printing on the west side of Manhattan. The lights are fluorescent, the smell is chemical. Vincent Gaudioso is the owner.
Right now the machine is pulling the paper through, and at the end result, printing a sheet. Can you pull out a sheet for me, Cookie, please?
And out comes a newsletter for a Jewish organization. Gaudioso is not actually doing any political mailers at the moment, which is one reason he's speaking to WNYC. Several printers who are doing campaign communications declined to comment. One even threatened to call the police and then hung up the phone. Then he called back. I'll talk to you after Election Day, he said.
They don't want anybody to see their stuff.
Again, Vincent Gaudioso.
I've signed a bunch of waivers of not showing, not telling, not seeing. If someone questions me, I can't say a word.
Campaigns can be demanding in other ways, too. Gaudioso says skin tone is often a problem. What looks right to the printer doesn't always look right to the campaign, as in the case of an African-American candidate a few years ago.
They thought it was just too dark.
Gaudioso was baffled.
When they showed me the picture, it looked pretty close to his picture.
Nevertheless, the graphic designer went back to lighten the photo, and Gaudioso agreed to reprint. He doesn't recall whether the man won or lost. But the journey of political mail doesn't end in the printing press. Again, strategist Scott Levinson.
A consultant who thinks their job is done because the mail has been put on the mail truck is doing their client a disservice.
Because the mailer is worthless until it arrives in the mailbox. This time of year, Levinson makes it a habit to visit mail processing centers late at night.
And we found mailbags that were hidden behind tables that if we didn't go at 4 o'clock in the morning to find them, they would have been 2 days later, which is everything.
When you're staring Election Day right in the face. In the days to come, mail from Michael McMahon and Michael Grimm and many more candidates, too, will continue to arrive in voters' mailboxes. If you're on the receiving end, know this. It'll all be over soon. And as you walk that flyer to the recycle bin, spare a thought for the people who worked really hard to get it to you. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.